Are you ready to take your photography skills to the next level? Registration is open for PPA's Fall Photography Workshops, happening at locations all across the country. These full-day in-person workshops are led by fellow professional photographers and cover everything from marketing strategies to lighting techniques, posing, editing, sales, and more. It's a hands-on opportunity to learn, grow, and connect with your photography community. Oh yeah, and if you're a PPA member, you'll earn one service merit for every workshop you attend. That's a double win. Get started at ppa.com/workshops. That's ppa.com/workshops.
As anybody who knows, first starting out in photography, things can be very sporadic. And so I was just looking for something to kind of fill in the gaps between weddings and portraits and things like that. And I quickly realized that in my area, there was only a handful of really competent real estate photographers. And I felt like, you know, anything in business, you find a need, you plug the need. And I felt like there was a need for somebody who kind of does everything. There were a lot of photographers that just did photography or just did this or just did that. I wanted to be able to do the entire package. And so I kind of started digging into that sphere a little bit and kind of hung my shingle out and got very busy to the point where I think I had told you that in 2019, I shot 53 weddings. And since 2019, I've only shot four because I traded working all the weekends for only working Monday through Friday and making way more money.
Let's set the table. Real estate photography. What are you doing? Describe it to me like I'm 5 years old, because I see pictures of houses on Zillow, but I know there's so much more to it than that. So what is the service that you're providing?
Sure. So I work directly with the realtors. Realtors in the area, they can reach out to anybody as their photographer. And so when a real estate agent reaches out to me, they kind of describe to me, hey, I've got this listing coming up and this is what I want to do. And being that I'm a full service real estate, group here, I do photos, video, virtual tours, and aerial work, floor plans, anything and everything you could possibly need to shoot a home. So they book my services. I show up that day, take care of whatever it is that they need taken care of. And then next business day turnaround is a huge thing in this industry. So everything that I do on one day is typically delivered to the client by around 9 a.m. the next morning. So, and of course that requires me to outsource some of the editing and stuff like that. The only editing that I do outsource is the interior and exterior side of things. Cause there's kind of two different ways you can go about doing real estate photography. You can do a flash ambient blend, which is really great when you're starting out and you don't have a trusted editor to work with, because it's very easy for the layperson to kind of edit using luminosity masking and blending techniques. But I shoot, you know, run and gun, three bracket HDR, in and out. And I have a whole team of editors that are over on the other side of the world. So when I'm sleeping, they're editing. When I'm shooting, they're sleeping.
Now, you covered a lot of great stuff there. And we got to rewind the tape a little bit, because Part of the deliverables, it's more than just photography. Floor plans, aerials, did that take extra training? How long did it take for you to get good at providing those services that go beyond just traditional pictures?
Well, the good thing is that nowadays with technology the way that it is, there's a lot of systems out there that cater to the real estate photography community that make my job very, very efficient. And efficiency is something that I'm very, very keen on. I have a system. Being a retired military person, I was a jet engine mechanic. I'm very much a systems person. So it's making sure that I get through things very quickly and very easily, very consistently.
So, what is the difference?
So real estate photography is all about selling the home, selling the estate, so to speak, right? So you're selling the land, the home, the location, things like that. Where a lot of people tend to go wrong when they get into real estate photography, they think that real estate photography kind of crosses over with like Airbnbs and short-term rentals and things like that. That's more of a commercial aspect, because at that point, you're now selling the experience. So there's so much more involved in selling the experience versus selling the home.
Who's doing the hiring? Who are we going after?
So we're going after real estate agents. And by doing so, the way that I did it when I first started out was I live in the North Florida area, just outside of Jacksonville. So it's the largest area, metropolis area next to me. I'm about 30, 45 minutes south of there. So what I would do is I went and printed up a bunch of flyers that, you know, talked about me and the services that I offer. And I would drive to an area of town and I would park in like a Target parking lot and I'd pull up Google Maps and I'd type in real estate agency and I would plot a map to all the different real estate agencies and I would walk in and just start handing out flyers. And a lot of the times when you walk in, you can just talk to the receptionist and they'll say, hey, the mailboxes are around the side. Go ahead and stuff the boxes and you can go in there and put your flyers in. I did that for maybe the first year or two that I was in business. But ever since then, I haven't done any advertising. I don't advertise online. I don't advertise by doing any of that stuff anymore. Everything that I do now is all word of mouth.
And what do they want? Like, they hire you. What are their baseline expectations of what a good job looks like?
So their baseline expectations are consistent quality. That's the name of the game. Because a realtor, when somebody's looking through Zillow or wherever, that realtor can't talk to them. The only person that can talk to that client are the pictures and the media that you provide for that realtor. So you are that realtor's face and brand when they can't speak.
So you can't walk in and get good at this straight away. So what is the growing and the learning curve look like to go from I'm interested to I'm competent? How long does that take?
So there are a lot of different ways to go about doing it. You can do the YouTube University thing. The best way that I would recommend anybody wanting to get into this type of an industry is to align themselves with somebody who's already successful in their area and see if you can't, tag along with them and help them out. Some real estate photographers are very guarded. I'm an open book. I love helping and I love teaching people. I love sharing what I know. And, you know, if I can help anybody to have the financial and personal freedom that I've gained by doing this business, you know, I'm all about it.
Why is that so important to you?
It's really important to me because I didn't have that when I was growing up in photography, so to speak. I started cutting my teeth in photography living in Chicago, and it was very difficult to find somebody that was an open book that would, maybe kind of hold my hand and help me along and stuff like that. And I was a drill instructor in the military. I've always just loved helping and teaching people. And I love giving back to the photography community because I feel like it's given so much to me. So volunteering in the community is extremely important to me.